Hello, and welcome to an evening of Adirondack music. Old-time Adirondack music. My name is Dave Ruck, and we're just so pleased that you all are here tonight to share this event, which is going to be very, very special. I've gotten to know most of these performers, some of them just today, others I've known for at least a couple years now, and let me just say that we have here tonight probably the finest collection of traditional, old-time Adirondack music performers that exist. So we are in for such a great night tonight. It has been my pleasure over the last, 3 years almost, to work on this Tawny website. I've had lots of fantastic help from so many different people, the most important of whom will be recognized a little bit later tonight, but I'd like to get into the music right away. Our first guest are a delightful woman who, if you have not met yet, you will fall in love with immediately, as I did about 2 years ago when I first went to meet her. I was visiting an Adirondack fiddler named Vic Kibler, who was born in 1919 and, believe it or not, is still cranking out fiddle tunes in his kitchen every Tuesday night. I was having a visit with him, and I met a woman there who was also there to play some music, and through the course of conversation, I was talking about this website that Tawny was putting together, and she said, "Oh, if you're interested in old Adirondack music, you have got to talk to Ermina Pinkham." So I called, I took down the name. She said, "Oh, and by the way, she's the town supervisor of the town of Benson, New York." I thought, okay, that's different, a traditional musician who's a town supervisor. And by the way, she has all kinds of great songs she's learned from her family, from her grandparents, some of which came down to her grandparents from an elder relative named Abe Parslow, who was born in the 1840s. She's got a wealth of knowledge about her family history in the Wells, New York area. Anyway, I called up Ermina. I found her phone number somewhere, and I called her up, and I got about 1.5 sentences into the conversation, and I was entertained for the next half hour with story after story after story about her family and music and her family's deep roots in the Southern Adirondacks. And so anyway, I've had several very enjoyable visits with her playing music and recording a few interviews, but mostly just having nice times together. Ermina's here tonight with her son, David, who has grown up with his mother's music, as she did with the music of her ancestors. And so I'll just say one thing in general about all of the performers tonight is I think you'll find there is the one common thread for everybody is each one of these people grew up with music in their homes. And it was the first place they heard music. It was something that was so much a part of daily life that they didn't think twice about it. And I think in every single case, for every performer tonight, once they got to be of age to get curious, there were instruments around the house, there were tunes already embedded in their little tiny brains, and they couldn't help themselves but to, and often it was a forbidden instrument that, you know, Dad would hang on the wall and say, "Now you don't touch that when I go out to the woods." Well, of course, once you get to be a certain age, and you start to get that music bug, you can't stop yourself. And so you go and you pull that thing down when you think no one's looking, and you try to work out that tune that you've heard your grandfather or your father or your uncle play for years. Anyway, for every one of our performers tonight, music for them is a family thing, and that's probably one of the main things that makes it traditional. Enough about that. Let's bring up the wonderful Ermina Pinkham and her son David Pinkham from Benson, New York.